All right, so my name is Addison Bowie, and I'm doing an interview for my Jesuit Fall 2017 public speaking class. Today, I'm here with my aunt. Introduce yourself.
My name is Nicole Nguyen, and I'm Addison Ann, which is his father's sister.
Yep.
Okay.
And you're 55, right?
Yeah,
I'm
55, and I have the same birthday with Addison, which is January 28th.
Exactly. All right, first question. Tell me about where you grew up and what was it like growing up in Vietnam?
Okay, I born in Vietnam, then I grew up there until 16. And I remember my life is, because I have, my daddy died young. So we have a, you know, like a relationship with my brothers very close because we always think that we have to protect each other. And my mom is very working hard. And, you know, so she earned a lot of money. So we have a, you know, like a normal, nice life. And, yeah.
How many brothers?
I have four brothers.
And you're the only sister,
yeah, I'm
right?
Only a sister, yes.
So it must have been tough growing up in an all-guy house like that.
And I remember, you know, because I have four brothers, so I live around, you know, like playing boy game and boys thing. So I have a nickname that they call me... I remember, what is that?
Like a tom girl?
The tomboys.
Yeah, tomboy.
Yeah. They always call me a tomboys. Yeah.
Did you ever try to play sports with them whenever they would play sports? Because I know my dad loved to play sports when he was younger.
Greek, you know, grow up back in Vietnam, we don't have a lot of sports like in here.
Yeah.
But when I come to the United States, yeah, I'm still kind of like, you know, young. So, yeah, we play, you know, I remember back in Kansas where I live in high school life. We play a lot of baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
My dad loves baseball.
Yeah.
Big Royals fan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Yep. So while in Vietnam, you what was your relationship like with my dad and the other brothers in terms of like school? Like how was school back in Vietnam?
Okay. Back in Vietnam, because Addison's daddy is a lot younger than me. Then I have another brother that. Next to me, which is older than Addison's dad. And I have a brother older than me. Another brother older than me, then another brother, then Addison's dad, and I have another youngest brother, you know, now live in Chicago.
Yes.
And I remember back in Vietnam, my youngest brother name is David, which is in Chicago right now. He's young. He's just like an infant, like 1 year old. And Addison's daddy is kind of young too, like I believe it's 9 or 8 years old. And he very helpful. He loved to like take things apart. Like I remember that's the time he took the bicycle out apart, like each part out, and he tried to put it in back. And another brother of me, that's brother next to me, which is younger than me, older than Addison there next to me, he very protective. Like everywhere I go or whoever bully me, he stand up for me. He stand up for Addison daddy. That's what I remember.
And that's
Tum.
Tum.
Yeah. Yeah. And my older brothers, you know, back in Vietnam, man is always man. Boy is always boy. So my oldest brother, you know, like, he just like a daddy to us because my daddy died when, you know, he died soon. So my older brother, which is a Frank boy, that he, which is our daddy. And he, you know, look over us. He very strict. I remember that he very strict. In a good way.
Yeah. You said your dad died very early, so you live with your mom a lot. I never got to meet either of them. So can you probably describe how your mom was like my grandma? Was she strict or was she not? Not any stories with her?
Talking about my mom, which is Addison's grandmom. You know, to us, she's a very wonderful woman. She's very generous. She helped anybody that needs her help. That's what I learned from her. And of course, because her husband died young, and she had to take care, you know, of her five children, and she working very hard, The good thing about it is she got, you know, like her brothers, which is my uncle, have, you know, the big business. So they helped her out. So she doing very well with financially. Mm. So that's why, she take care of us very, very good. I remember, and she love each one of us is very equally. And one thing I really appreciate her, that she trust me, she trust us. Like, I remember, you know, when I'm dating, I don't need to lie to her, because she very trust and she very straightforward, and she very open. So yeah, we have really good relationship with my mom.
All right. What made you or the rest of the family decide to come to the United States? When did that happen, and why did that happen?
Okay, I remember back when I'm 16, in 1975, it's the last year, you know, we in Vietnam, which is April 30th. I remember that all my uncle talking about get all of us together, and because my uncle have a big shrimp boat. And I have another uncle join military, so they know that's the time the country will be over. So yeah, in our family, that they already planned that, you know, we have to go. We don't know that we go to United States, or we have to go to somewhere.
I just hop on the boat.
We just hop the boat and have to go further out, you know, to the ocean. And I remember that the last day, I say I have to go down to my school friend. They have to say goodbye to them. So I drove my bicycle. And I remember probably like 3 or 5 miles, you know, far, that I ride a bicycle. Yeah. And I say goodbye to, you know, most of my best friend from school. Then I, when I come back home, then I see, oh my God, everybody's gone. So I panic. Then I left the bike and I ran to my uncle's house. So everybody on the boat, then that's my last minute. We jump on the boat.
Were you excited or scared?
No, we scared. We actually scared because, you know,
y'all know where
we don't know where we go. We didn't know that we have to go on the boat and have to get away from the communist people.
Yeah.
And
do you remember how long exactly you were on that boat for until you got here?
We on the boat like the whole, we out there on the ocean for the whole night, you know, the whole day and the whole night. Then suddenly, you know, like we have American ship coming in.
Oh, really?
That's why we know that we safe.
Yeah.
So we all get picked up, you know, on the big ship.
Nice.
Like
the American ship.
Like a military ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And y'all landed in Louisiana.
Right. We're not ending in Louisiana. First. We're ending in Guam.
Oh.
You know, Guam, that they're talking about, that North Korea tried to, whatever.
Yeah.
We're ending in Guam. Mm. And many places before to get to United States. Then the first state that we have the sponsor, you know, like sponsor us to take us in and teach us how, you know, to have, you know, adapt American life, which in New York. They call Emerald Heights, New York.
Yep. So when you first got to the United States, like, what were your first impressions of the country? Did you start to miss Vietnam right away, or?
Not exactly. I don't miss Vietnamese right away, but I'm kind of nervous because when I remember I first land down and my sponsor families, you know, come to the airport and pick us up, I remember at night. Then I'm kind of, you know, start to say, oh my dear, what, you know, because feel so lonely, feel so scared, feel so, you know, like, what is next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, was your mom still with y'all? Or
oh, no? Yeah. The whole family, my mom and my brothers, all with us.
All together.
Yeah, all together in one, you know, one family. Mm. But not uncle or not aunt, just our own family. that we have to say goodbye to our uncle, our aunt, our relative, that we don't know when we go and see them again. That's one thing we're nervous and scared, because we don't know, you know.
That's why I know, like, the family bond, our family's strong.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So what did the school in the United States, well, how was it compared to Vietnam? Where'd you go to school?
I'm start high school in Elmira Heights, which in New York, which is my sponsor is. And yeah, to start new life school in America, yeah, totally different.
How was it learning how to speak English?
I took English in high school back in Vietnam.
Oh.
So I have basically, I have a little bit English in background. So kind of a little bit easy for me, but it's still hard.
Did you get bullied a lot in America because you couldn't speak it so well?
No, luckily the high school that I went, it belonged to our church, our parish, that my sponsor, that sponsor. Mm. So we have, people take care of us very good. Yeah, of course they will look at us strange because, you know, we look different and why we here.
Yeah.
You know, and so funny is some people still don't know what doing here. That's the first question everywhere I go, some people ask me, how are you here? Why are you here? Yeah.
So what states have you lived in so far in the United States? I know y'all live in a lot.
Yeah, I live, like, we moved from New York to Kansas, and from Kansas to Wisconsin, and from Wisconsin that I went to college there, then I married there. So, you know, like, we grew up, so we adapt on my ride, and that's why I met my husband with his year two on. And and after that, we moved so many different states. You know, actually, I have four children, right?
Yes.
And they born in, different states, different town. So, yeah, we get in, really appreciate and love America.
So what made y'all want to stay here in Louisiana? Other than other states.
Okay, that's very interesting. Mm. When we moved out here, because I have an uncle down here. I mean, in the beginning, down in New Orleans. And after I have my first son, which is Thomas. Yeah, and my husband out of job. I think I remember back in the Carter, President Carter, I don't know, you know that? That time, you know, like, job is very, like, you have a very high
unemployment rate.
Right. So my husband decided go down New Orleans to do shrimp partner with one of my cousins. Mm. But unfortunately, when we moved out here, it didn't work it out.
Didn't work too well.
Right, didn't work it out. And but we find out New Orleans is like, what do you call it, like, easy stay?
Yeah, the hospitality down here.
Hospitality down here, and life so easy. So, and which is my mom's brother live here. So, you know, because of my mom, we decide, you know, move New Orleans. So that's how we ending here.
From as a when you got here, what jobs you have in America here?
In America, beginning, you mean the very beginning job?
Maybe
when I still in high school?
Most vivid job you can remember, yeah.
The very first job I do is, I think back then what they call is, back in high school, summer job. You know, back then they have the programs for, for summer job for student. So I remember my very first job is the teacher. I teach little kid.
Really?
Yeah, like summer school teaching. Yeah,
that's cool.
It's very fun. Mm. Yeah, we do a lot
The brothers do that too. All of y'all, just you.
I remember it's just me. Your daddy, my brother, is still young. So all they do in summertime, they do. You know, they like play a lot of sport, like tennis, baseball. Mm. Yeah, but I remember my first job is teaching, children in the summertime.
So when did my grandma die, and How was that experience like in America?
Oh, okay. Mm. Talk about grandma died. It I never forget. 5 o'clock in the morning, which is, I live in Bakersfield, California. And my last child just born about a week or two. And I got 5 o'clock in the morning, I have the phone call from Uncle Tung, which is your daddy's older brother,
yeah,
call me and say, "Hey, Six, our mom have cancer and doctor give her 9 months. I drop everything. I cry out loud that night. The next morning, I decide to pack everything, withdraw Thomas Monique school, and pack and fly to New Orleans next day."
Which is where she was, right?
Yeah, that's what my mom was, you know. So.
And then how long?
And yeah, actually, the doctor arrived. My mom have only 9 months, and she passed away, you know. And we're ending here. The second time down New Orleans.
Second time,
the second time down New Orleans, yes.
After that, you stayed down here, or did you move again?
No, no. After that, in
so that's when
New Orleans is our home.
Yep. That's where the rest of the family starts to grow
That's how the family, all my brothers, you know, start to get married, have the guy. So, yeah, New Orleans is our home, actually.
Yep. All right. Finally, to end this interview, I have to ask a question. What are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm most thankful for this Thanksgiving. Yeah, of course, because all my brothers still together. You know, our brothers, family, you know, niece and nephew and everything still together. And another thing is I have my granddaughter.
Yeah.
That's I thank you the most. Because, you know, my daughter Monique have a hard time have a baby.
Yeah.
And last Thanksgiving that I have the, you know, biggest news that she's pregnant. And this Thanksgiving I have Maurice, which is, you know, my granddaughter. So that's the most biggest gift that I have to thank you for.
As a mom, that's such a great accomplishment, you know, granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful daughter too. I love her. Everybody love her. All right, Guzman, thank you for your time, interview. Any last words?
I mean, you're welcome anytime. anytime that, you know, I can help, I help.
And, thank you for the stories. Really enlightening. All right.
Okay. So how long it take?
17 minutes.
Oh, wow.